Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That we've just been here the entire time. It's like Schrodinger's radio show. We're only not here when you can't see us.
We all live here in this room.
It doesn't matter where here is as long as we're here.
We certainly don't all live in a yellow submarine, that's for sure. What are you listening to? Well, this show is called Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. If you would like to call and join us, the phones are open. It is Captain's Log, Stardate 09, what is it, 182022, it appears, according to the computer in front of me. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me tonight,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
So, yesterday was kind of weird. We had parts of the regular Sunday crew in here, myself and Richie Rich.
I was there in spirit.
No, you weren't. I knew where you were. You were
wow.
You were at a rock show, a metal concert of all things.
I wish. That's where I was.
Yeah, where were you?
That's where I was the previous night.
Oh, you were recovering from said metal show yesterday.
No, I was at a. I was catching babies.
Oh, right. You do that. I forget about that.
Which is a very inconvenient job to have while you're deaf.
Right. What's louder, the rock band or the baby?
The rock band.
The rock band. Yeah, okay.
My ears are ringing and I'm like, what? Everybody's whispering. I'm like, come on, guys, speak up a little bit.
Well, babies cry at the frequency of 2 kilohertz, which is the most annoying frequency for humans.
That's also what they set the, like if you have a cordless phone in your home, for your home phone, that those ringers are tuned specifically to 2K.
Ah.
Hmm.
That's why sometimes, like, if you're out in the yard, you know, doing some yard work or whatever, you're like, man, I feel like the phone's ringing because you're actually hearing it because those are the most piercing frequencies. Yeah.
So I have to say, why 2K?
You do. Yes. Very well. So you did have fun at the concert.
I did. It was great.
You caught some babies safely, you know? Okay. All right. No strikes. They were all caught. Do you wear like a catcher's mitt and like the helmet?
We should, though. That'd be hilarious. That would be a good Halloween costume. I might do that.
A giant Nerf hand or something. Like the number one.
Oh, there was a bar in the Seattle area that took one of those, the big foam fingers, the one that had the peace sign, and they cut the index finger off and put it over, like, one of the taps.
Oh, so, nice. Like,
it's just on prominent display as you walk in, everybody's getting flipped off. It was pretty sweet. So, what's in store for tonight? Well, a little later on in the program, I would like to talk about a new portmanteau that I made up after reading this article. The portmanteau is cheesier.
Cheese and leisure?
No. That's a good guess.
Okay.
Cheese and some other word that makes cheesier.
Like a cheese.
Treasure?
Sure. I'll let you guys ponder
I'll
that
think
for
about
a little
it.
Is it on the magic rectangle?
Oh, don't cheat.
All right.
But yeah, it is on the magic rectangle.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay.
It totally is.
Is it patented?
I want to start tonight by talking about this insane article. It's an 18-year-old who faces a possible 70 years in federal prison for Snapchat sexting.
I mean, what 18-year-old doesn't do that?
Well, so there's some caveats that we'll get to, but it's still insane. 70 years for what this kid did. When he was not 18. So
minor.
Like, they waited until he was 18 to prosecute him.
Charge him
as an adult. So that's how he's facing the 70 years. So,
well, that doesn't seem fair.
quote, the subheadline reads, quote, "I'm not saying my kid should get nothing," says Eric Byer Jr.'s mother, "but to take an 18-year-old kid and put him in jail for longer than he's even been alive?"
I mean, 70 years? Like, did he murder somebody?
No, not even close. Let's say you're a 17-year-old boy asking two 16-year-old girls to sext you on Snapchat. Well, it seems pretty normal these days, right? Let's just agree that it is. Now let's say that you possibly paid the girls for their sexts and then allegedly threatened to expose them unless they sent more.
Okay, now we're getting a little
that's not
creep
normal.
Territory.
It's obviously immoral, probably illegal, and quite simply wrong. But are you knowingly creating child pornography and transmitting it across state lines? That's what Eric Byer Jr. of Hutchinson, Kansas, is accused of. He faces up to 70 years in federal prison. Quote, "I'm not saying that I don't think my son should be punished for that," says Jessica Maloney, Byer's mother. "Absolutely, he should. He knows what he did was wrong, and he should get in trouble. I'm not saying my kid should get nothing. Even if you want to give him 5 years." Well, I don't know about that, but she says, "I'm okay with that because I know he'll never do it again. But to take an 18-year-old kid and put him in jail for longer than he's been alive?" When Byer was 17, he made a fake account on Snapchat and started contacting girls about his same age. He was in high school at the time. The FBI became aware of his activity in June of 2021, probably because one of the girl's parents found out what he was doing and brought her phone to the authorities. But the FBI waited until September, a month after Byer turned 18, to act.
They were probably just busy working on other things.
No? Like what?
Sure.
I don't know. Taking trips to Florida or something?
Then at about 4:30 a.m., a SWAT team raided the house where Byer lived with his dad and brother and handcuffed all three, according to his mother, who is divorced and lived in Pennsylvania. Then they put Byer in a cruiser for questioning. He was read his Miranda rights and responded, "I understand." When questioned, Byer said that, yes, the Snapchat account was his, and no, he wasn't sharing it with anyone. He asked if his father could be there with him, but the agents said he was old enough to be alone. Then they told him, "We need your password." Unaware that he could refuse, Byer gave it to them.
Ooh.
Whereupon they opened his account and then put him under arrest, according to his mother. Byer has been in jail awaiting trial ever since. His family could not afford the $5,000 it would take to bail him out. And by the time they got the money together, it was too close to his trial date, which has been moved several times since then.
Of course.
To release him. How is it that photos exchanged or even extorted by teens who all reside in Kansas can be considered an interstate crime?
The servers in Virginia?
You're onto something there, Steve Blazek.
That is so dumb. That cannot count.
Snapchat server is in California. The images electronically left Kansas, crossed state lines, and came right back. Nonetheless, the authorities had a choice.
So what if he had a VPN? You know, then it would be like bouncing across multiple countries, right?
That would be an international crime.
Oh. But it's Interpol, really not, though.
Yeah, and then Interpol would be doing the raid, or the UN, or something. I don't know. Who does,
that is,
you know,
BS.
Elite crickets.
Nonetheless, the authorities had a choice. They could have brought district charges against him, or federal ones. When there's a case with overlapping interests, a lot of times the federal and the state prosecutor have a conversation about who's going to do the case, says Tony Stabnow. That's an interesting... he's a federal assistant DA. Who takes the case could be based on something as simple as who has more time on their schedule or who thinks they would get the most appropriate punishment. It's not clear why Byer's case went to the U.S. attorney. The prosecutor, Assistant U.S. Attorney Jason Hart, did not respond to a request for comment. Kansas City-based criminal defense attorney Chris Angles says the federal statute can result in extremely heavy consequences regardless of offender age. "These crimes are unfortunately increasingly common amongst teens," says Angles. "State laws, unlike federal ones, are crafted to address age and other mitigating factors. Applying the federal law in this case, with the facts as we understand them, seems overly punitive." So why did it end up with an FBI raid and in the hands of the federals? We'll find out more. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Do you think this kid should get 70 years?
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah! And we're back! Indeed we are. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. It is the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, if you'd like to join us, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass, Buckshot Esquire, if you will. Joining me,
little old Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We've been talking about this article from Reason.com about an 18-year-old who, while he was 17, started a fake account on Snapchat. Yes, thank you. And started sexting some girls about the same age as him when he was 17. And he might have even paid them, so it seems, for the nakedness.
Oh, I thought he was paying them to sext him back.
Right, yes.
But not pictures.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
If it was like text.
No. I believe these are photographs.
Photo.
Yes, I believe. Or video. Could be.
Yeah.
And then once he had that, then he was using that to sort of
blackmail them?
Yeah, blackmail and be like, hey, if you don't send any more, I'm going to send these to your mom or something, right?
Right.
Or to your school or whatever, right? And so they did, and one of the girls' parents, it seems, sort of notified the authorities. Mm-hmm. The authorities notified some people. The FBI got involved.
Because they wanted to see the pictures.
Probably.
Arguably.
And we'll take this case from here.
And instead of doing anything, they waited until a month after his 18th birthday to do an FBI SWAT raid on him and his dad and his brother.
So unnecessarily dramatic. Like, yeah. I think tops 6 months, whatever, state jail, teach him a lesson. Like, hey, dude, it's not cool to, blackmail people, and, this should be a consensual thing.
Yeah.
Don't make fake accounts. Like, it's not really cool. He was a teenager when he did it.
Right.
He probably didn't know. Like, he knew better, but
yeah.
He was just being a teenager, Like, I know there were guys that went to my high school that did stuff like this, and they didn't serve jail time for
right.
It. It should be, a slap on the wrist sort of thing. Like, definitely not a cool thing to do, but 70 years? In prison?
That's what
you should get if you murder somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can talk more about that, and there's more to the story as well. But first, let's go to Gigi, who's calling from Charleston. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone. Nikki, I missed you last night. I'm so glad you're back in the studio this
Aww,
evening.
Aw, thanks, Gigi.
This is a sidebar. It has nothing to do with the reason I called, but I have a lot of respect for you. You're a midwife. You bring life into this world. You're an educated, skilled woman, and I like that.
Aw, that's so nice. Thank you, Gigi.
Yes, ma'am. My reason for calling this evening, everyone, and I certainly hope our listeners out there will call in with their responses, why, and I'm asking according to the Socratic method, of course, why are current governors Abbott of Texas and DeSantis of Florida deciding that it is within their legal authority to send immigrants elsewhere? I was under the impression, as a student, former student of the law and retired professor, why, if the Constitution states specifically immigration is an enumerated power. It is a legislative issue, not a state issue. How come they're getting away with this? Something ain't kosher.
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
The answer, I think, is because, the folks who most people who hallucinate are in charge, and I'm talking about politicians, legislators, they really don't care. They're in power, and they'll do whatever they want.
Well, this is a big joke, right?
Legal. That doesn't mean that it's legal.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that it's right.
Somebody better look into this ASAP. People cannot get away with things just because they hold a title. That's baloney.
Oh, I agree, but what exactly do we do to hold these people accountable, Gigi? I mean, obviously voting doesn't work. They keep getting
it. Governor Newsom of California said the other day on NPR, he said, this exceeds both Abbott and DeSantis' legal authority. It is not a state issue, and the Department of Justice needs to look into this yesterday.
I mean, I agree. But again, how do we make them do that? I mean, they're obviously no interest in them doing that, or they'd be doing it already.
Well, what's frightening to me is that both their state legislatures gave both governors lots of money to send these people on buses, on planes.
Yeah, and where did that money come
and
from?
And you know how everybody at Free Talk Live is always discussing the controversial issue of taxpayers and property taxes and people who pay income tax to the state. That's where the money is being used from. Something ain't kosher here.
And it just seems interesting to me because I've found a lot of libertarians, especially, you know, my friends on Facebook, their perspective is kind of like, haha, this is funny. Martha's Vineyard residents deserved this. Like, they're just rich liberal people, and now, you know, they have to put their money where their mouth is, so to speak. But I just, to me, the whole thing, I think, is completely ridiculous. It was completely ridiculous for Ron DeSantis to even send them there. It didn't even make sense. I'm from Massachusetts originally. I am very familiar with the island of Martha's Vineyard. Mm-hmm. There is not enough space. I know a lot of people, oh, these people are just rich, blah, blah, blah. Not all of the people that live there are rich. It's not all, like, rich people that have multiple rental homes.
Right.
That's it is so expensive.
A lot of people are hardworking, blue-collar men and women.
And that's exactly true. And there just simply isn't enough space. It is so expensive to live on Martha's Vineyard. It was just possibly the dumbest place he could have sent them. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, from my perspective, I see the whole thing as a ploy for these politicians to gain some press.
Yeah, he was just trying to make a point.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. I concur.
Now, it sort of backfired, in a way, because I think a lot of people are being very critical of these particular maneuvers, and rightly so. They should be critical. However, I don't see a way for people to hold these people accountable.
Well, that, to me, is what is the frightening problem. No accountability. People getting away with things. If this 18-year-old boy is going to be punished so severely, why not the governors if they violate the law? You know, what's good for the white is good for the black.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, thanks for the call, Gigi. We appreciate you. You got any thoughts on that?
Well, I just thought it created a lot of great memes.
That's true. Sadly, that's like shaming these people is sometimes the only...
Some entertainment came out of it.
Yeah, it's the only avenue available. I mean, and I support public shaming of public officials, for sure. And, like, it should be done frequently, more frequently than I can do just here in 3 hours on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Fiona landed in southwestern Puerto Rico at 3:20 p.m. Eastern Time Sunday, according to the National Hurricane Center. The entire island is without electricity, President Biden approving an emergency declaration for the U.S. territory Sunday morning. Some 500 world leaders in London ahead of the state funeral for Queen Elizabeth II on Monday. Officials are asking people to stay at home to avoid disappointment as they begin to wind down the queue of people waiting to see the Queen lying in state at Westminster Hall. A moment of silence was observed across Britain Sunday night. There are calls for an international tribunal to happen after the discovery of mass graves in a town that was liberated by Ukrainian troops in the Kharkiv region. President Volodymyr Zelensky says 59 bodies have been exhumed so far. The Woman King tops the weekend box office, taking in $19 million. Barbarian, Pearl, See How They Run, and Bullet Train round out the top five. I'm Kenneth Burns, USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, and we are talking, and we're called Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio program, broadcast, syndicated nationally. We're also on the internet over at freetalklive.com. You can watch video if you want to see what faces for radio are like over at video.freetalklive.com. And we're on some satellite channels as well. I think we get as far as, like, the Sahara.
Whoa.
It's pretty far.
Like, yeah,
it's hot.
If you want to call, the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
We were talking about, well, we started off the night talking about this 18-year-old kid who faces 70 years for some sexting.
Absolutely ridiculous.
You know, possible, blackmail that he did with some girls when he was not 18. And the feds decided to wait until he was 18 to bring the charges and raid his home and his family and put his dad and his brother and himself all in cuffs and, you know, generally scare the bejesus out of him.
Was the blackmailing for money or was it just...
He wanted more nudes, I think. He wanted more naked pictures.
It wasn't about the reserve
notes. He paid them.
Yeah, he paid these girls to send him nudes. And then when he wanted more, he probably didn't have the money, right? So he was like, hey, if you don't send me more nudes, I'm going
to
send these to whatever, your school or your parents or your church or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And then one of the girls was like, hey, Dad, this guy's a creep or something, right?
Right?
You know, he's doing this. And then law enforcement got involved. And I don't know when the feds got involved, but, like, they're trying to say that the pornography here crossed state lines,
yes.
Because it left this kid's phone in Kansas, went to some servers in California, and then came back to the girls' phones in Kansas.
Probably by way of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it probably bounced.
That's just not how that works. You know what I mean?
And then we had one of our regular callers, Gigi, call in and talk about this whole immigrants and DeSantis and what's the name of the island?
Martha's Vineyard.
Martha's Vineyard, yeah, and that kind of a thing. So you're welcome to call and talk about any of that. In fact, we're going to go to Marie, who's calling from Texas. Marie, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hope you're having a good evening. I'm calling about Gigi, the lady who was so upset about the governor's finally doing something about all of the crazy stuff at the border. Now, I see this as nothing but a class of NIMBY.
Not in my backyard, right? George Carlin.
Yeah. Why should we Texans have to absorb all of these so-called poor people who are seeking help due to the oppressive government that they have to live with in South America and Central America?
Because you're on the border.
False. Yeah.
That's just the nature of being on the border.
Well, that's false. Because when interviewed, the majority of them, if not 99% of them, say they're just chasing the almighty dollar. And for decades, Texans, we with our tax dollars and our sweat, blood and tears, and I mean blood and tears because I have family that have been victims of these people. They're not, let me tell you, a lot of these people, they get here because it's a battle, a strive for the survival of the fittest. These guys, you can see them when they get off of the buses. They've been street urchins since six, seven, eight, 9 years old. They know how to rob. They know how to steal. I know because I am trilingual, and I read the newspapers in Central America and South America. Those are the kind of people that are making it to the border because it's a race of the and survival of the fittest. The ones that can hurt most people getting there, and the ones that can run faster and rob more people are the ones that are making it to the border. And we Texans in Austin, in Houston, in Corpus Christi, Dallas, Fort Worth, have been living with these people for decades. I have two cousins that were murdered by men that they barely knew who came across the border and felt like they could treat women in Texas the way they treat women in South America and North America. And two of them were stabbed to death because they didn't want anything to do with these guys.
And so you want to blame
my great grandfather.
You want to blame Marie? Hang on. You want to blame all of the immigrants for those two incidents?
No, but a majority of them who reside in I've lived in Houston. There's parts of Houston where you cannot even walk, even in the daytime. In parts of Dallas, if you don't belong to those gangs of those Central and South American men.
There's parts
women.
Of Massachusetts and New York that are like that, though.
Yeah, and
Seattle, they're not immigrants. They're literally like gang members.
Why are we letting more in? Why are we letting more
They're not
in
from
in?
Out of the United States. They're from the United States.
We don't need to let those kind of people in through the border and in the U.S. There's no need for that.
Marie, were you born in Texas?
Hell yeah. Why not? Well, I mean, why do you think I'm
just asking
I'm
questions.
Across the border somewhere?
I'm just asking
yeah,
questions.
You know, my people have been here for 500
were your,
years.
Were your parents
you know,
we, born in Texas?
Were Spaniards that were here?
Marie, you have to have a conversation.
Before people even thought Marie. About getting...
All right.
Yeah, that's a lot of rambling.
Marie, this is a talk show, and that requires you to have a conversation. I realize you are passionate about your topic, but it requires a back and forth, not you dominating the conversation. My opinion is that Marie is simply scared. She is afraid. And, you know, perhaps there's something to that, but her fear, I think, is pointed at the wrong direction. Her fear and her anger should be pointed at the people who create the situation, which are the legislators. not
and Klaus Schwab, I think. He's,
not the
he's
people who are looking involved. For a better life, leaving a situation that is so horrendous that they're willing to leave their families, their friends, their homes, and come and look for a better life.
It's just hard for me to believe that the majority of the people that are trying to cross the border are like gang members and people that are in the cartel. Like, I would think that most of those people would like to stay in Central America. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm not an expert. But I would think that most people that are crossing the border are like families and children and stuff who are just trying to get away from all of that. Like, why would, if you're already in that, why would you come to the U.S. and bring that? Wouldn't people be coming to the U.S. for something different?
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
What Marie's actions are saying to me is that she is acting in the same way a gang member would act, and that is, hey, I'm part of this gang, and this is my turf, and you're not allowed in it.
Well, that's what government is, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you for the call, Marie. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here at Free Talk Live, if you would like to join us. We were talking about this kid who's facing up to 70 years in federal prison for some Snapchat sexting. It sounds like blackmail that he was engaged in. His mom was making some comments about it. We talked about that he and his father and his brother were raided by the FBI, SWAT style, so not, you know, knock on the door, hey, we're law enforcement.
Smash out the windows, Bearcat style.
Right. Just want to ask a couple questions, now they take the whole place down. Well, I mean, wouldn't you think that the parents would just call the other parents and say, hey, a little problem here. Do we have to get the police
involved?
That's
how they
involved?
Used to do it.
No,
right?
Yeah, now that's not how it works.
Police,
now. They
lawyer
go to
up.
They go to the authorities.
Yeah.
They go
right.
to the FBI? Like, are you kidding?
People are so afraid to handle their own business, you know, person to person, before calling in an organization. So a state prosecutor, this is according back to the article now, a state prosecutor could exercise discretion, and the sentence for this kid could be tailored to the fact of the case, with a judge having discretion to depart, says Angeles. His likely starting range under Kansas law would be between 4 and 20 years. A plea, he indicated, would probably be much lower. So if they were to treat this kid according to state laws instead of federal laws, it would be a little more of a, you know, a rational decision.
Slap on the wrist.
Not 70 years in prison.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Number 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain, Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Before we continue with the show, I want to tell everybody that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already knowledgeable about cryptocurrency, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all in a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. All right, so sometimes we have callers who call in, and they sort of rile up the listeners a bit and cause, you know, other listeners to call in and comment on the previous caller. And sometimes we have callers call in that have never called before, and it causes longtime callers to call in and comment on them. And we're going to go to one of those right now. Jerome, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm not the one said my family's been here for like 500 years. What's she trying to say? Hey, we all immigrants, man. We all of our families come from somewhere.
Yeah, unless you're a Native American.
Well, I'm not Native American, so I can't speak to that.
Sure.
But I just, hey, I've heard talk about they don't want people like me here. I mean, hey, I'm like, hey, man, I served my country, man. I spent 9 years in the military. You know, I volunteered. Nobody drafted me. And they're talking about they don't want people like me here. I mean, where was Maria on January 6th? I bet she was probably in Washington, huh? I bet she listened to Fox a lot, huh?
I have no idea, really.
She sounds like someone that listens to Trump a lot. I know that. You know,
you're making a bunch of assumptions, of course. We didn't have enough time with Marie because, well, quite frankly, she wouldn't shut up. But
did you hear Maya Angelou say that when someone reveals to you who they are, believe them? Is anything more revealing than what she said?
I mean, it was pretty revealing. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Yeah, she was all sorts of upset.
Hey, I just want her to know, even in countries like Norway, Iceland, Finland, didn't they have like this like mass murder? What was it, like Norway several years ago where like 70 people were murdered?
Yeah.
Hey, she's scared. She thinks she'd be safe in any countries like that because of like immigration and everything. What, you know, I was thinking about that today. How is it like a country of immigrants now hates immigrants?
Yeah, and like, that's a good point, Jerome.
Immigrants now hate immigrants.
That's a good point because, Jerome, don't be a Marine now.
Yes. It's
a good point that you have in that everybody's from somewhere else, and that's kind of where I was going with my line of questioning with her, which was, you know, hey, okay, you were born in Texas, but where were your parents born? Where were your grandparents born? Yeah. Because you're right. Yeah. Everybody's from somewhere else, unless, of course, they're Native Americans. But even then, like, there's some evidence that, you know, they weren't originally here either, and they came, you know, with migrant human tribes, you know, way back in ancient history. So, yeah, you have a good point. And my point, of course, is that her solution would have seemed to have been, let's put a whole bunch of armed forces at the borders and start killing people. Yeah, because that's not the solution. Closing the borders and, you know, threatening people or even killing them for coming across an imaginary line that politicians create on maps drawn on paper is not the solution. No other species on planet Earth is subject to these measures. No other species is required to carry a passport. No other species. I said last night on last night's show, when an elk crosses from Canada into Montana, it doesn't have to show a passport. It doesn't have to go through customs. It doesn't have to, you know, nobody's worried about the elk overloading the welfare system,
may I ask
right?
A question, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
You know, as far as this talk about the wall, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Steve Bannon's in trouble for, like, skimming money off money that was supposed to be going to a wall. So, I mean, what's she talking about? I mean, you know, Steve, he's about as all-American as you can get, right? And he's scamming money. He's saying, build that wall. And then they find out he's scamming money from that to put in his own pocket and pay his own, like, expenses and all that.
Well, how much money does how much money does the Clinton Foundation?
yeah, right.
You know, where does that money go? They're not skimming off the top.
Hey, Trump's doing the same. He's been doing
everybody
the same
does
thing.
It. Anyone who's got a foundation is doing it.
Hey, Jerome, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Let's move on to we've got Robert in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I lived in Washington, D.C. And taught at the Embassy of Spain military section on Upper Wisconsin Avenue until the mid-1980s.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the military officers there, and those were very, very honorable guys who did everything according to the way that they should do it and had a very, very, very sensitive to the outside world and Spain's influence and Spain's past and wanted to keep it as pristine as they possibly could. And they had, of course, visited the area down there in Texas and Southern California, and they were actually very uncomfortable with the situation down there. They told me what was going on, and they told me that there really wasn't anything they could do about it, but they certainly didn't feel good about it. They felt that they would like to do something, but they just really couldn't. I don't know why, but I guess it's, you know, because it's out of their hands.
Do something about what?
Well, they told me that all the things that lady brought up, basically.
All of the things. I mean, you're being pretty general. You've said a whole lot of words, but you haven't been very specific about anything.
Okay. All right. They were, I hate to say anything negative, but illicit activities of a sexual nature.
Okay. All right.
And they felt very uncomfortable about that, but there's nothing that Spain could do, but you could see it that in the way they spoke to me. And I knew them very well, and they were very honorable people, and they didn't like the idea at all that they were kind of dragged into it in kind of a way, because it was a former Spanish colony, and even the southwestern part of the United States belonged to Spain, actually all the way up to San Francisco and back in the old days where it met the Russian colony at San Francisco Bay. So they kind of felt really uncomfortable, but they were, like I say, they knew what was going on, but, and this has been going on for over 50 years. Like I say, this was the mid 1980s when I taught there.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. I don't know if there was anything there or not. But.
Well, I mean, they could always take California back. I mean, just take
if
it.
If they want
just
it.
Just take
yeah.
it.
I mean, I have a hard time feeling bad for people who are like, oh, you're doing these terrible things, and I feel really uncomfortable by it. Like, no, do something about it. Say something about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Become an elk.
Yeah.
Don't pay taxes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Go from Canada to South Dakota.
It is time.
Or North Dakota.
For people to speak up. People who haven't spoken up before specifically. Particularly against, well, all the horrible things that governments do. Because if you think about all the things that most people don't like. Murder, rape, theft, extortion.
I mean, if you saw that stuff on the street, wouldn't you say something?
Right. But the largest perpetrators of all of those things are organizations that are commonly referred to as government.
And nobody says that. Or I don't want to say nobody in generalized, but most people, like, turn a blind eye to it. And, oh, this is just normal.
Oh, it's fine because they wear a specific costume.
Well, they were elected, though.
Well, the politicians were elected, but the enforcers are generally just employees following the orders, you see. That is how the power works. They follow the orders of the politicians. They must show the papers in order to cross the imaginary borders.
Yeah, sounds familiar.
Yeah. I don't... Borders just shouldn't exist.
They aren't real. They're man-made constructs, and like you elaborated, we're the only species on the entire Earth that honors boundaries.
Well,
but you know, if I were to cross,
that's not exactly true. So like dogs mark territory and things like that.
Okay, but
those,
like,
aren't like
but
borders.
They wouldn't be executed, right? So like there isn't all of these laws. There's the human species has made things so complicated and complex,
yeah.
And it just makes things worse and worse and worse. It does not make things better.
Agreed.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, well, do you want your neighbors parking their cars on your lawn? That's a border.
Can I have a conversation?
Okay.
We can talk more about this.
All right.
603-283-6160. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up. We've got more in store for you, including a cheeser.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.